Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. We've been, of course, following the terrible story of the fire at Parliament. Jordan Hill Lewis is the mayor of Cape Town. We wanted to get an update from him with regard to the fire department's report versus a forensic investigation. Good morning. You know, we have not spoken since you became the mayor of Cape Town. So let me begin by congratulating you. Absolutely wonderful success.
Thank you very much, Howard. Nice to be with you again. And last week, I know you were on leave, but mm-hmm. I did an interview with your station last week, and I must have called whoever was standing in for you. I must have called him Howard. I didn't know you were on leave.
Don't worry, but you know he's probably been called worse. So I don't think that's too big a problem.
Fair point.
Either way, this is quite a beginning to your mayorship. I know that in December you had this massive power outage. That was something that you had to deal with, and now the fire at Parliament. What are we seeing? Where are we up to? Because now we've got this fire department's report. Is there still a forensic investigation? How's this all playing out?
Yeah, and in between all of that, of course, we had the passing away of Archbishop Tutu as well. So it was a very busy festive season. But yes, the report that I released is a report. It's called a post-incident report, which the firefighters draw up after a fire just to give their reflections on what they saw that may have gone wrong, where improvements can be made in the future, and so on. And so, I add the proviso very strongly that it is not a forensic report. It doesn't take the place of a proper forensic investigation into the fire. It is a set of reflections from fire professionals who have obviously done this for many years. They know what they're talking about, but they are not forensic investigators.
All right. And what kind of process does this forensic investigation take? What can we expect to see?
So, look, I really hope that one is happening. I know that there's a crime scene investigation being done by SAPS. There's been no announcement, so far as I'm aware, from Parliament of their own forensic investigation, and I strongly support having an independent investigation as well into this matter. And I know that the Speaker was talking about that, and I strongly support that. But from the city side, we are involved as emergency responders in responding to the fire, in putting it out, and then we hand over the crime scene to SAPS, and they take over. So in that sense, our role is basically done. We've put out our post-incident reports, and it was important, I thought, to put that out publicly because there was huge interest in it, obviously, and I don't think it would have been right to keep it secret. So we just put it out publicly without any comment, and people can draw their own conclusions. Absolutely. And also for investigators later, if there is a forensic investigation, they can, of course, use that report and interview its authors as well.
Mm. How do you balance what in terms of jurisdiction? Because Parliament obviously has its own functioning, but yet it sits in the city of Cape Town. How do you balance these two aspects?
Yeah, that's a question that I asked immediately of our officials. And it's quite interesting, actually, because obviously if you run a hotel in Cape Town or an old age home or anything where lots of people are gathered, the fire department will come and do a check of your building to check that your fire systems are working, that your sprinklers are working, and so on. And they will issue you with fines or compliance notices if they are not.
Right.
But actually, government buildings are exempt from inspection in terms of the law. In terms of the National Building Act, which is the act that we use to inspect those buildings, that act does not apply to the state, and so we do not inspect any government buildings for our fire inspectors, which is a very strange thing, actually, if you think about it. There's no good reason for that, but that's the way that the law currently is written.
Well, it makes no sense because not only is it for the protection of the building and the residents or the occupants of that building itself, but it can impact on an area outside of that building. In other words, if it's a building in a densely populated area that can't be inspected because it's a government building and it's a fire spreads outside of it, that can have a real impact.
Yeah, no, exactly right. So that's something that's got to be looked at by Parliament, I think, going forward, to actually say that every building, regardless of whether it's state-owned or not, should be subject to fire regs. And so what we did at Parliament, because there's the annual State of the Nation speech,
right.
we do a kind of courtesy inspection just ahead of SONA.
Right.
And so you will have seen that I also released those so-called SONA inspections as well. And as you know, the other part of the assistance that we're giving is now offering the venue for SONA to take place at our City Hall, which we're very thrilled about that Parliament has agreed to that. And I'm standing looking at our City Hall right now.
Oh, wonderful.
And we'll make sure that we make it the best SONA that it can possibly be under the circumstances.
Of course, and it showcases Cape Town in its own unique way, which is also incredible. Is there a sense, you know, when I read some of the report about the non-servicing of, I don't know if it was the sprinklers and the fire doors that weren't working properly and the lifts that still worked even after the broken glass, is all of this, in your view, or maybe you're not comfortable giving a view, I'm not sure, is this just shoddy, or does this indicate a greater concern?
Oh, you know, I don't want to. There's so much speculation around. Is there some kind of plot, or is it simply negligence? You know, I'm a great believer. The simplest explanation is usually the most accurate. It is probably the case that is just someone that didn't do the servicing when they were supposed to do it, or whatever the case is. But, you know, let me not speculate on that. That is the work of a forensic investigator. Which is why it's really important to have that, yeah.
Absolutely. Jordan Hill, Lewis, Mayor of Cape Town, chatting to us this morning about the fire department's report and the forensic investigation. Thank you, as always.